Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about the prodrome period and multiple sclerosis. Symptoms, including sleep disorders and pain, may precede by as many as 5 years the onset of the more well-known symptoms of multiple sclerosis. Understanding these symptoms first could aid in early diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin at initial stages of disease. The study, Fatigue, Sleep Disorders, Anemia, and Pain in the Multiple Sclerosis Prodrome, was published in the Multiple Sclerosis Journal. Some neurological diseases have a prodrome, or suite of symptoms, that can emerge before the disorder's more classical symptoms. In recent years, emerging evidence has suggested a prodrome for MS, with early symptoms that include migraine, mood disorders, and fibromyalgia. Given the relative infancy of this field, symptoms that could potentially constitute the MS prodrome are still being defined. Researchers at the University of British Columbia in Canada examined whether 4 specific symptoms, fatigue, sleep, anemia, and pain, could be part of the MS prodrome based on their presence in the 5 years preceding an MS clinical diagnosis. These 4 were chosen because they are relatively common among people already diagnosed with MS. They used administrative and clinical databases in British Columbia, Canada, collecting data on a total of 7,829 people diagnosed with MS and 36,399 without MS. Most were female. The team examined the frequency of these symptoms during the 5 years prior to the first recorded demyelinating event, or MS symptom. In other words, they examined the prodromal period. Results show that during these 5 years, all 4 symptoms were significantly more common in patients than in controls. Fatigue was 3.37 times more common. Sleep disorders were 2.61 times more common. Anemia was 1.53 times more common, and pain 2.15 times more common. The association between anemia and MS was greater for men than women, and the link between pain and MS was stronger among older individuals. Patients were also more likely to visit a physician during the prodromal period than were controls. Among a study population analyzed based on clinical data only, sleep disorders and pain were significantly more prevalent over the prodromal period among patients than controls. Sleep disorders were 1.72 times more common, and pain 1.53 times more common. Fatigue, sleep disorders, anemia, and pain were elevated before the recognition of MS. We also provide one of the first explorations of the effects of age and sex on the MS prodromal phenotype, finding a particularly elevated occurrence of anemia among men who develop MS and a steady increase in pain during the MS prodrome with increasing age, the researchers concluded. Better understanding of symptoms in the MS prodrome and better defining the MS prodrome as a whole could allow for earlier diagnosis of MS and intervention, as early treatment has been associated with better outcomes for patients.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.